You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman and Derek Renfro. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me back on.
All right. So, guys, Tammy, you and I just came back from Vegas.
We did.
We went to Mastermind Summit 2016. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this was a fantastic event. Tony Robbins was a headliner. And first 2 days was a real estate mastermind. Mm-hmm. And second 2 days was a mortgage mastermind, where they had right. the top minds from both those industries that mm-hmm. came in and spoke. And a lot of my favorite speakers were there. So my personal coach, Tim Brahim, was there. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting watching Tim Brahim's presentation, because it really broke the mold of what you see from a lot of public speakers. Because most public speakers out there are going to talk about what it takes to be successful. And it's going to talk about drive and ambition and having the heart.
Money-driven is what I experienced from some of them.
Right. Really mm-hmm. being money-driven is what a lot of them are going to preach. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions that Tim ended up asking is, what is success? Mm-hmm. And he ends up breaking this down into success clues. Mm-hmm. And when you and I saw this, we thought this is worthy of actually taking a little bit of time on the air and talking about this, because these are the success clues, whether it's your career or whether it's your home life with your family, whether it's your hobby or anything that you do, these are going to be true.
Right.
So let's
and it changes over the time, over your lifetime a little bit, because you know if you think about, you know, Derek, you're in your 20s, mid 20s there, you know, what is success to you? You know, being able to pay your bills?
I think I can definitely have a focus on the future and what I want. Mm-hmm. And that changes it changes for me all the time, you know, what I kind of imagine mm-hmm. imagine it being like. So,
and what do you see from people your age? You're 26 years old, so people that are in that age group of 20 all the way up to 30, 35.
Yeah, I think everyone desires financial freedom. You know, I think that's mm-hmm. an important thing, and especially kind of trying to figure out your path,
your career path,
career path, and life path. Life and, you path. Know, just kind of mm-hmm. where you're moving, where the direction is, and finding what makes you happy, but also, you know, like I said, being financially independent and stable and free.
Well, you're actually a unique answer there, because a lot of people your age will say, I want a house, I want a car, I want, you know, it's like a lot of materialistic stuff.
Right. So
for success.
So let's jump into the success clues. Mm-hmm. We've broken this down into 8 different points. Mm-hmm. And we start with number one. Number one is, in order to have what you want, start by wanting what you have. Mm-hmm. And Tammy, you know this one really well, so explain what mm-hmm. this means.
Well, it's really just being happy with what you, like it says, to be happy with what you have. Like, you don't have to have everything materialistically, and just being in gratitude about what it is that you do have and feeling blessed about that whole thing that's right in your life already. So, you know, I'll actually share a brief story real quick about a homeless person I met in St. Croix. I had gone down there with a whole bunch of my girlfriends. We went down, had a great time. And this homeless guy at the beach, I said, is there anything that you need? He says, no, man, I have water. And I'm like, I can get you a sandwich. Would you like a sandwich? Or do you need a t-shirt? Or no, I have a t-shirt. He had one t-shirt.
That's all he needs.
He had a bottle of water that someone else had given him, and that's all he needed. And he was completely happy with what he had. And he wasn't asking me for anything. And I just, that really set in my heart and my soul, really, just to impress on me about what we can choose to be happy with what we have.
All right, so let's repeat that. So in mm-hmm. order to have what you want, mm-hmm. start by wanting what you have. Mm-hmm. And I really want people to resonate with that, like let it really soak in, because if you want to have what you want, mm-hmm. okay, you may have some goals that you want out there, but you're going to get those goals by being happy. Mm-hmm. The happier you
are,
and the better state that you're in personally, the better the chances are of getting what you want. So how do you get that in that state?
Right.
You get in that state by wanting what you already have.
Right.
So whatever state you're in, can you decide to be happy with where you are?
Now, you keep mentioning states. When you say that, do you mean physical, emotional?
Yeah, I don't mean like the state of Pennsylvania. So when you think about the state, what is the state that you're in? Is it your emotional state? It's your attitude. It's your outlook on life. Okay. That's your state. Okay, your state could be depressed. Mm-hmm. Your state could be excited, enthusiastic, inspirational. Like right. All those are different states that you can be in.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay. So number two, what you focus on, you bring closer. And when you focus on gratitude, you're basically calling in abundance in your life. So you agree with that?
I definitely agree with it. I mean, it's something that you'd see from The Secret. I mean, the laws of attraction. Mm-hmm. And that's going to sound a little too esoteric for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to get down to that quantum physics level to understand the interconnectedness of the universe to really get how that works.
So a layman's example.
Okay, so let me give you guys a couple examples of this. So when you think about what you focus on, you bring closer to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the portion
I'm
of
not
going to
stub my toe. I'm not going to stub my toe.
Well,
let's
think of a little better example. Is Tammy, what was the last car that you bought?
The last car I bought was a Hyundai.
Right, a Hyundai Elantra.
Right.
And once you bought that car, all of a sudden, miraculously, what did you see on the road everywhere out there?
I guess
you saw more Hyundai Elantras all of a sudden everywhere out there on the road that you didn't notice them before. And all of a sudden, Hyundai Elantras are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, whatever car you bought, you're going to experience this. And I use this example because almost everybody's gone through this. This is the reticular activation system of the brain, the RAS of the brain, that whatever's in the front of your consciousness, now you notice everywhere you go. Okay, so a popular exercise is if I tell you guys right now, look around the room at everything red. Okay, spend 5 seconds, look around the room at everything red. Okay, now close your eyes. And now, while your eyes are closed, tell me everything you saw in the room that was blue. Okay, women are going to tell you a few more things than most men.
Yeah,
will,
I was going
right?
to say I could list
But most men something. Aren't going to be able to think of anything that were blue because we weren't looking for it.
Right.
What's in the front of our consciousness, in our reticular activation system, we're going to see more of.
Right.
So that's why we say what you focus on, you bring closer.
Mm-hmm.
So when you focus on gratitude, you're calling abundance into your life.
That's right. I mean, that's a basic Bible thing.
Right. The Bible talks about it. Mm-hmm. It could be a spiritual concept. But when you bring it into the physical world and actually talk about it as a physical concept, there's real scientific things that go on behind that. That whatever you're looking for, you're going to find more of.
Right.
Where focus goes, attention flows.
Mm-hmm. Number three.
All right. Number three, it is impossible to be a victim when you're in gratitude.
Correct. I agree.
So that brings success assignment number one. So if you're listening right now, here's the assignment that I'm going to give you is every day for the next 30 days, I want you to write down three things each morning that you're grateful for. Okay, so bring the focus in your life towards abundance. So when you start thinking about what you're grateful for, it's impossible to be a victim when you're really thinking about that.
You notice the abundance. It's already in your life.
It takes you out of that state of victimhood that a lot of people get into. And, man, it is so easy to get sucked into that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just things start to go wrong.
Well, if your friends are being negative and then you get pulled into that and just goes on and on. So, yeah. All right, Derek, number four.
Yeah, this is something that I really enjoyed when I read it. It's your relationship to the journey, not the destination, that will determine success.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is really important because I think a lot of times we can focus on the future, think about our plans for the weekend or that vacation that's 6 months away, instead of noticing what's going on right here and now that's positive, or I mean, and sometimes negative, but just staying within the moment and focusing on that.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, when you think about some of those successful people in the world, what they talk about with them is their ability to be present. And being present is just about how that present moment is perfect as it is.
Right.
It's happening exactly as it's supposed to be happening. Mm-hmm. So and not thinking about, I'm going to be happy at some point in the future.
Right.
Hell with that. I'm going to be happy right now, no matter mm-hmm. what's going on.
And I think that's an important part of that first part of that thought is the relationship to the journey. Not necessarily that it is always going to be a positive thing that's happening. It's how your perception and how you move from that or your reaction to it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, you're right. That's
very
right.
good point, because mm-hmm. we have to really make the point that the only relationship we're really ever happening, that we're really having, is a relationship with ourself.
Mm-hmm.
So the relationship with yourself is the only thing that's really going on out there. So your relationship to the journey is a relationship with yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How are you going to relate to it?
Right. And so we experienced a guy at this mastermind event that had to give his testimony to what it was he was going to sell. He had to convince us that he was going to sell, that we should use him no matter what, right? You remember this guy,
yeah,
Doug? So he stood up and he rattled off some very, I'll say, very formulated, rehearsed version of what he was going to sell. And so then Tony Robbins asked us if we felt bought in, did we feel connected? You know, it wasn't that the guy wasn't pleasant or nice, you know, he seemed very nice, but his relationship to what he was saying, he wasn't being present because he was so forward thinking about his end goal was to sell, to sell, to sell, instead right. of relating
so
to the people. And so like Derek's saying, if you can stay in the moment to really relate to your journey, the people around you, being in tune to what's going on, you're going to come across more authentic. So he got up, I guess, 15, 20 minutes later, and right. he got back up in front of everybody again and did it so much better.
He dropped the script and just had a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got very real with people. All right, so we've covered success clues mm-hmm. 1 through 4.
Mm-hmm.
We have 5 through 8 we're going to talk about when we return, because you know, to me, this is something that we really have to get it, and how does it mm-hmm. circle back to the purpose of the show?
Right.
Okay, the purpose of the show is about being smart with your money.
Right.
Okay, smart with your money is all about success.
It is, and you can actually take your relationship to money, and I'll have a story when we come back about, I have an example of someone who related to money.
Excellent. So if you want to see the points of this, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. And download our success clues and let us know what you think. We're going to cover sections 5 through 8 when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.